Plugged In is a show that helps to build and inspire our youth. This show highlights and finds solutions to the difficulties that teens and young adults face today. We will open the eyes of our youth and show them that the world is waiting for them to explore. Make sure that you are plugged in as we work together to find solutions to empower ourselves. The era of youth is to believe that intelligence is a substitute for experience, while the era of age is to believe experience is a substitute for intelligence. Ernest Hemingway quotes, "Get plugged in with Chelsea Francois every first and second Wednesday of each month here on the Freedom Train." Good evening, everyone. We have Ms. Rashida Marshall on the show with us today, and we're going to speak to her about some of the difficulties that she encountered while starting her businesses. So, hi, Ms. Rashida. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. I'm sorry. Were you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I don't know if you said
anything. Okay.
And I want to thank you again for coming out to IAB Smode, which was for raising awareness of health in the community this past Saturday.
Yes, no problem. I appreciated being a part of the event, so thank you for the invite.
No problem. So what I wanted to ask you first was, when did you first realize you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
The idea first came to me when I was working my first job out of college. When I worked for the Leon County Health Department, one of my supervisors at the time, because of different experience that I had, like in fitness and things like that, he would always say, you know, you should start Rashida A. Marshall LLC. And I had never thought of it beforehand to, you know, start a business, but it was something he always said. So that was kind of what planted the seed. You know, he kind of planted that seed in my mind to start a business. And as I continued, you know, just working my different jobs and attaining certifications and things like that, that's when I decided, you know what, maybe, you know, it would be a good idea to just create, you know, a business that is focused on the different areas of fitness and health that I know and things that I'm very skilled at. So that was the first thing that led me to think about doing that.
Okay, and is that how Skillfully Sculpted and Afia came about?
Yes, so I didn't do it immediately when he would make those suggestions. I kind of just, you know, would marinate on the idea. But after about, I would say a year and a half, while I was working at another job at the health department, that's when I decided to start Skillfully Sculpted. I worked with the Gaston County Health Department, and while I was there, I worked with the Breast and Cervical Cancer Program. There was a grant program that they had that allowed me to work with women in Quincy who were overweight or had high blood pressure or high cholesterol or something like that, and to get them to come out to different health education events and to promote healthy living and eating, you know, nutritious foods and exercising regularly and things like that. And because through that experience, I got to work one-on-one with the ladies, and I was able to demonstrate exercises and give them an idea as to what type of healthy meals they could prepare, I realized that I really enjoyed that one-on-one type of relationship that I was able to develop with them while also helping them to live healthier lives. So that's when I decided that I wanted to move forward with, like, personal training and nutrition education and things like that.
Okay, and would you say you were always athletic and health conscious, or is that something you had to work toward? Because I always say I'm going to change my life Monday, and I end up eating, like, a burger or something. So how would you give advice on that?
The household in which I grew up, my parents were relatively healthy in terms of the type of foods that they would prepare and the things that they would buy for us and things like that. So fast food wasn't a big thing in our home, and, you know, eating unhealthy wasn't a big thing. So I kind of always grew up with the idea that you should want to try and be healthy. And then I was active, you know, in high school. I did dance, and I was a cheerleader, and I ran track because those are things I enjoyed doing. And then throughout college, I just, you know, once you're out of the house and you don't have those types of things to really have, you don't have that much access, you know, so much to, like, teams and things like that. So I just tried to stay as healthy as I could in college by exercising regularly and taking dance classes and things like that. So it's something I did grow up doing, but health and wellness as a whole has always been something I've been naturally drawn to. I love to learn about health and wellness, read about it, talk to other people about it, write about it, you know, all of those things. So it's always been a natural part of who I am. So, yes.
Okay, and which leads me next, what advice would you give someone who wants to start a healthier lifestyle?
I would say that you have my advice is always, you know, something along the lines that you have to start at one day at a time. You know, you have to start small and you have to make small, realistic goals regarding what it is you're trying to do. You know, if you know you have to lose a large amount of weight, it's easy to say I have to lose 100 pounds or I need to go down from a size 18 to a size 8 or whatever the case is. You know, it's easy to say that, but it's a process, you know, for all of those things in terms of eating healthier, losing weight, exercising more. So I always tell people just to pick one goal, you know, whether it's that you just want to walk for 15 minutes three times out the week, you know, 3 days out the week, 15 minutes a day, then let that be the first goal that you work towards. Accomplish that goal and then set another one and continue to increase what it is you're trying to do. Continue to push yourself, but never look at it as one huge, huge task that's going to, you know, be like something that hovers over your head and seems very difficult to accomplish. So start small and then accomplish small goals, and then it boosts your confidence and helps you to get to where you're trying to go.
Okay, that makes so much sense, because when me and my husband decided we were going to change our life, one of the Mondays we went to the track, and we thought we could run 3 miles, like we were just naturally athletic. Mind you, I've never been a part of any sport or anything like that, and we tried to run 3 miles in one night. So, of course, we just gave up after Monday. So I was like, you want to go get some Denny's or something? Because I was like,
yeah, it's so easy when you take – oh, yes, I'm sorry. You're going.
No, go ahead. It's easy.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, it's easy when you – it makes it easier to quit when you set an unrealistic – or, you know, I don't want to say unrealistic, but just something that you might not be ready to take on just yet. It's easy to be like, well, I can't do this, and then you end up not wanting to try again. So the small goals help you to, you know, to be successful.
Again, thank you. And then you try to start saying things that don't make sense. So I'm like, I ran 3 miles, so now I can eat whatever I want.
No, I can't do it that way.
Okay, yeah. What are some of the most surprising things you've learned in creating your businesses?
Oh, I've learned a lot of things. I would say you definitely have to, whatever it is that you're working towards, in my opinion at least, I've learned that it has to be something that you really want to be doing. You know, a lot of times, you know, if you're going to start a business from the ground up, you know, if you're going to build it from the ground up and put in the time and the work and the effort and the money, then make sure it's something that you truly love, something that you can truly see yourself doing, because there are going to be a lot of times when things get very difficult, when you don't have the money to do something fun because you have to put it towards this, or you don't have a lot of money in general because you're working your way towards earning what you eventually will earn and be able to everything that you want to do. People are going to be questioning what you're doing. You know, those closest to you or your family members might not understand what you're doing. And if it's not something that's truly rooted in your heart and something that you truly believe in, then it'll be very hard to make it through those tough times, you know, when everything is looking, you know, when all the clouds are gray and you just can't figure out how you're going to make it to the next day or make it to the next task or whatever. So make sure it's something that you want to do. And that's something I've learned, is that you have to know that the picture that you have in your head is going to, you know, become a reality. You have to know that you're going to get there. You have to stay dedicated, stay committed, and stay passionate about what you're doing. So that's the biggest thing that I continuously learn in different ways, you know, different lessons and different experiences to show me that. So that would be the biggest thing I'd say.
Okay, speaking of those different experiences, what experiences would you say have affected the person you are today the most?
I would say two. I mean, in relation to business, I would say that one thing would be certain people or individuals who you may have believed had your best interest in heart as it related to, you know, advice and business advice and stuff like that, and then time goes on and you realize that that person wasn't who you thought they were, you know, and it was someone who you maybe received a lot of mentoring from, and then they don't turn out to be as good of a person as you thought they were. So, you know, that sometimes that will change your perspective in terms of, yes, you gained a lot of positive in terms of what you learned from that person, but at the same time, it helps you to make sure that you look at things from all angles and pay attention to certain signs and pay attention to the way that person might do other things, so you can kind of be like, oh, I should, you know, pay attention and be careful and be weary of certain things, you know. So I've had certain experiences like that with some people who I consider to be very close mentors, and things just didn't turn out the way I thought they would have. And I would say the second biggest experience, and this is just one of the more recent things, was when I decided to quit my normal 9-to-5 job where I was working for the state, and decided to try and pursue my businesses more and put more effort into that. So that's helped me to realize a lot of my, you know, habits, both good and bad habits, and a lot of personality traits that will both help me to succeed, but things that I recognize sometimes hold me back. So the past year, you know, or close to a year and a half, has been a huge learning experience for me, because I decided to move forward and take that risk. So I've had to learn a lot about myself and change a lot about myself, and I'm still in that process so that I can be successful moving forward.
Okay, and how do you measure success? When do you think you'll sit back and say, now I can officially consider myself successful, if you have not already?
For me, this is like a personal, like, there's a personal vision that I have for my future, mm-hmm. and things like that. So for me, I would say that'll be when I the word I like to say is free. I mean, I guess that's a mindset. You know, you're mm-hmm. consider yourself free if you feel you are. But when I say that, I want to be in a place where I'm not held down to any place, you know, in terms of having to be here and be, you know, set at a certain place, a certain time for a certain period of days or whatever the case is. I want to be able to have flexibility and fluidity in my life and in my schedule. And then also with, you know, the money coming in, not to have to be rich, but to be able to sustain myself and my family comfortably. And so that when I have kids, and when I'm married and I have a family and everything, I want to be able to be at home with my kids, you know, for like the first 5-6 years of their life when they're not in school or anything like that. I want to be able to take them with me to work. I want to be able to, you know, be there with my husband and for us to, you know, have time to be with each other and to not feel like there are so many things pulling us away from enjoying life and enjoying each other and enjoying our family. So, and then having the comfortable funds to support all of that, and to not, you know, be in a place where we're struggling. So that's my personal vision of success. That's what I am working towards. So that everything I try to do, I hope that it's helping me to build that vision and make that a reality, so I can, you know, quote unquote, be free. And that's my vision of freedom.
And that's why I asked that question, because every time you get like a different answer. Because some people mm-hmm. think it's in the amount of money. Some people think mm-hmm. it's in the amount of people who know you and know your business.
Yeah.
So it's always a different answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what makes your businesses different from others like it?
I would say I like to take an approach, or I like to come from the point of education with what I do. Over the years, I've come to learn that I'm naturally good at teaching, and it's something that I enjoy doing. So I try to, like with Skillfully Sculpted, with personal training, I try to make it in a way where when I'm with my clients, you know, yes, I'm providing you with exercises and, you know, maybe a meal plan or a workout plan or whatever the case is, but I truly want my clients to know what they're doing, to know why I'm telling them to eat those foods, to know how to do a squat properly, because whenever you're exercising at home, I'm not going to be there with you to say, sit back on your heels, drop your butt, make sure your back is straight. You know, I want you to know how to do this correctly, so I'm going to make sure that I educate you as much as I can while we're together through our personal training sessions, so that you can take all of this and say after 3 months you decide, well, I can't afford training anymore, or I'm moving, or I'm just going to stop for the time being. You can take the things that you've been able to gather through working with me and implement that into your life, And the same thing with the CM magazine. The reason why I created the publication was not only to highlight and showcase African-American women who are in the field of health and wellness and what they're doing, but I also wanted it to be a way to educate women in our community on the important topics of health and wellness. So I try to make sure every article in some way, shape, or form is has some sort of teaching point and provide maybe unknown knowledge or new information that readers can take and be like, oh, okay, well, I can start to do that to, prevent this or to build that or to create that type of food or whatever the case is. So I would say that education is kind of like the root of a lot of things that I try to do business-wise.
Okay. And what are some action plans have you taken and will take to change society, if not the Tallahassee community's mindset on fitness and wellness?
I would say to continue, I plan to continue doing what I'm doing and just to try and grow them, to a larger scale. I know for the FIA magazine, I'm really looking forward to beginning webinars that we can offer so that there are different avenues through which individuals can gain that information, bringing together some of the people who write for the publication and having them speak on their particular area of expertise. I think when you have, when you have information and when you have knowledge, then you start to implement that into your life and it changes who you are, and then it shows in how you live, it shows in the type of person you are, and then other people feed off of that. And they might not change right away because it's not their time to implement those things into their life. They might not be ready, but it's a trickle-down effect, and it's going to help others. So I definitely want to try and do it through that manner with the CM magazine, and then with Skillfully Sculpted, being able to offer fitness, continue to offer fitness in the manner that I do, and maybe create DVDs or something that's just going to reach more people, and always implementing teaching points into all of those different things. So that if it changes one person's perception on health and wellness, you never know where that one person might take it or what they might do with that and who they might help. But I think you have to kind of see how you can start on a smaller scale and how that can grow. So that's the vision that I have in terms of being able to help in my area.
Okay, and where do you think society's problem is as a whole that it's sometimes so hard for some of us to stick to the healthier lifestyles? Why do you think sometimes it's like you want it, but you just sometimes just keep backsliding from the healthier lifestyle, even though you know it's the better option?
I would say it could be a lot. Oh, it's a lot of things. I would say a lot of times it could be the type of how can I word it? A lot of times, what's readily available to you, in terms of where you are in life and what options you have, what's close by you and what's in your area, if that's all you can eat, then that's all you can eat. And I think sometimes that can be a hard thing to work around if you don't have too many grocery stores in your area, or if you don't have a Whole Foods or a New Leaf or a CRISPR to go to that offers you healthier options, but you're stuck with fast food and things that aren't the best things to eat. That can make it very difficult too. I think the lack of information or education that may sometimes be presented to individuals and what may be given to them, if you aren't aware of, the better food options that you should be eating, then you're used to eating what tastes good that's also not healthy, so you're used to eating that, and now all of a sudden you're supposed to switch and start eating more salads and more whole grain bread. Like, that's going to be a hard switch if you don't know why you should be doing that and how to make it taste good and how to prepare meals and all those types of things. So I think sometimes, just the information that's put out there, the things that are readily available to us can make it difficult. And then not knowing how to create a solid plan, in terms of how to transition over to being healthier, whether it's fitness, nutrition, even mental and emotional health in terms of how to change your thoughts. So I think when you have a plan and you take it in small steps, that can make it easier to stay on track. But there's a lot of things out in society and stuff that make it harder, like some of the things that I had mentioned before. So I think those are the things that sometimes make you fall off the bandwagon of being healthy.
Okay, so if we can make two changes starting today to see the most results the fastest, what would you recommend?
I would say to start drinking more water. That's first and foremost. Drink more water. Every time you get thirsty and you want to get a soda or a juice, just think water instead of drink that. So just try. That's a hard one too. You know, you're not always going to be very, you know, successful immediately, but even if it's just saying, okay, first thing in the morning, before I eat anything, I'm just going to keep a bottle of water by my bed and take one sip. Even if you start with one sip, you know, it might not be all the water you need for the day, but that one sip is going to turn into two. Before you know it, you're going to be drinking the whole bottle in the morning, and then you're going to want more water later. You know, so just, I would say something like that. Start drinking more water. And I would also say to implement even five at the, you know, even if it's at the minimum, 5 minutes of movement other than what you tend to do. You know, like if you already are not physically active, just saying, okay, you know what, I'm just going to get up and walk around the house for 5 minutes with no purpose. You might not have any purpose at all. Just walk around for 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes more movement than you what you were getting. That's probably, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 more calories burned than what you were going to burn. And it just sets things off. It gets things going. It gets you thinking about things, you know. It just grows into something. So as it relates to just kind of eating better and creating more movement to be more healthy, those would be my two pieces of advice.
Okay, and how do you keep your fitness training knowledge up to date personally?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it one more time?
How do you keep your fitness training knowledge up to date?
How do I keep it, like in terms of what I do in my life?
Mm-hmm. For information for the magazine or for Skillfully Sculpted, how do you keep that information up to date?
Oh, up to date. I'm sorry. How do I keep it up to date? I love to read. I'm a huge reader, so I'm always trying to buy a new health and wellness book so I can just kind of stay up to date on what they say about nutrition and new exercises and new styles. I'm also very big on learning from others. So I train at a gym in Tallahassee called BFAS, and the owner of the gym, as well as many of, or, you know, several of the other trainers in there are also very big on, you know, continuing their education in terms of what they research and what they learn. So I'm always very open to hearing what they have to say and looking at the exercises they're doing and how they like to mix and match their, you know, training sessions and things like that. So I think that's very helpful too, is learning from other people in your field and not being afraid to say, you know more than me. I want to hear what you know. I want to see what you know, and I want to be able to implement that into what I do. I think that's a huge, huge benefit to anyone in whatever field that you're in, is being open and humble to learning from other people. So that helps a lot too. And of course, you know, and also just kind of looking at what's out there, you know, what's trending, and not necessarily to say what's trending is what's good, but to look at what's trending and to assess it for myself and to be like, you know, okay, well, does this really work, and to do the research on that. And if it doesn't work, now I know, okay, let me not move in that direction. And if it does, figuring out how I can implement it into what I'm doing. So those are some big things that help me a lot.
Okay, and knowing that customer service is probably a big part in what you do because you're a personal trainer, describe how you would handle a client who is unhappy with maybe the results that they receive from working with you, but you know that the problem is probably their motivation in business.
I would say, well, if someone mentioned that they were unhappy, I'd probably ask them, you know, what specifically they were unhappy with. So if they say, you know, I thought I was going to lose more weight in this time frame, then I try to look at all of the different, you know, all the different factors that go into what will help you to lose weight. So number one, I'd probably start with, well, you know, how did you feel about the workouts? Did you feel they were challenging enough? Were they, you know, do you feel like you got a good workout? And if that wasn't the issue, then we move on to food. How are you eating? You know, that oftentimes, just from my experience, the nutrition part is normally the biggest issue for a lot of people. And I can even say from my experience, you know, nutrition can sometimes be hard to follow if you get tempted by things. So I would begin to ask about that. You have to look at stress. I've had several clients where stress was the major factor in terms of why they weren't able to lose weight, and they were, you know, developing more belly fat than what they wanted. They were leading very stressful lives and not getting enough sleep and not eating on any type of schedule. So that's a big thing too. So I would just try to pinpoint all of those different areas, because they all play a part in you being healthy. And if one of those things were this, you know, fixing one of those areas of solution, then great. You know, we begin to create a plan as to how we can pinpoint, you know, greater success in that area or work towards it. And if none of those things are the issue and the individual just, you know, maybe is just completely unhappy, then, you know, I would just try and figure out what it is that they're looking for so that I can improve on what I'm doing and just, you know, figure out ways to work better with that client before saying anything like, oh, well, we just can't work together. So I think there's always a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, pieces to the story that you can investigate to figure out, you know, where to make corrections. So that's what I would do.
Okay. So what would you say is your motto that you live by and why?
My motto that I live by. As of lately it's been, you know, to just to take risks and to live your life. You know, like there time goes by so quick. I can't believe it's October of 2016 already. I remember December 31st, 2015. So it's crazy to know we're getting ready to celebrate another new year, you know. Time goes by so quick. Experiences go by. People come and go. You know, situations happen where you may not be as close to people. You might not be able to do something. You think about something you should have done a year ago or even, you know, a week ago. Like, why didn't I do that? And I just think life is too short and things come and go and things happen and it all happens so fast. That it's a complete shame, in my opinion, to not say, you know what, I love doing this. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to become. I'm going to start right now working towards that. It's, you know, I think it's a shame to not make that decision for yourself in life. So as of lately, I've just decided, you know what, these are the things that I really like, and this is the type of person that I am naturally. So these are the things that come to me naturally. I'm going to begin to use all of these things. And it's hard, because you're used to living one way. But my advice, you know, and again, the life advice that I'm trying to live by and what I encourage others to live by is to take risks, do what you're afraid of, but also do the things that you love doing despite how hard or how difficult or how nervous you might be or you might think that thing is to do. Just go for it. And things always work out the way they should. And you'll be like, oh, I'm so glad I did this. You know, so that's the advice I'm living by now, and I encourage everybody to do that. Just go for it, do it, have fun, live life. Be logical in what you do, of course, but try to implement all of those things in some way, shape, or form. So that's what I say.
Okay, I think that's great advice. So what is the future project, and how can we stay in touch with you to support this project?
Yes, some future projects for AFIA magazine. I guess they kind of tie in both Skill Food Sculpt and AFIA magazine. Mm-hmm. For the publication, we are doing an energy boost challenge. This is completely free, a 7-day challenge where individuals are able to receive workouts that they can implement into their lifestyle, short workouts that they can do first thing in the morning to help boost their energy levels, and different smoothies and healthy snacks that will help them to, you know, be more vibrant and alert and, you know, get through their day and not feel so sluggish and tired. So that's something that individuals can sign up for and be a part of. And, again, it's completely free. I'm also looking to put together a women's health event, kind of like an expo or a conference in the spring of 2017. Mm-hmm. So we're in the planning stages for that now. And also getting ready to release the November-December issue of AFIA magazine. So that's in the process now. And I won't say who's on the cover, but we are working towards that so individuals can look out for that. And then with Skillfully Sculpted, no huge events, just continuing to offer personal training and moving in the direction of working more with competitors. So individuals who are interested in doing bikini or figure competitions, that is an area that I'm beginning to move more in just as a competitor myself and having worked with about 3 or 4 different ladies now who are into that type of fitness. So that is something big, and we're looking to kind of grow off of that and offer more larger programs for those who are interested in doing competitions. So those are some things that we have right now just that are kind of in the works. And in terms of where individuals can stay connected and stay in touch, we do have websites for both of the businesses. So for Skillfully Sculpted, it's www.skillfullysculpted.com, all the words spelled out completely. And then for AFIA Magazine, www.afiamagazine.com, and AFIA is A-F-I YA, and then magazine.com. And then we're also on Facebook, Skillfully Sculpted, and then Afia Magazine, two separate pages. And then for Afia Magazine, we are also on Instagram, Afia _ magazine.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
No problem. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it. Enjoyed the conversation.
No problem. Okay, always remember that you will become successful, you are intelligent, and you will rise above. Thank you for listening to Plugged In with Chelsea Francis.
You and two.